Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Dave Collins. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Darnell Coles. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dave Engel. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dwight Lowry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second. The center fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. And now, play ball. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cangalosi. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trammell moves to third. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson takes first base on ball four. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Gibson moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gibson scores. Lemon moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lemon tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coles. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Coles steals second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi hits a line drive into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Engel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boston for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel strikes out. One out. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cruz. The throw from Lowry and he is safe. Cruz steals second. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cangalosi bunts between the mound and first base. Morris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cangalosi for the out. Cruz moves to third. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gibson who is chasing the ball. Boston reaches third base with a triple. Cruz scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hairston moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen bunts towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Hairston scores. Hewlett moves to second. Two outs. It's Tigers, 3, White Sox, 3. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 1 in the game. Engel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bannister fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cangalosi. Collins reaches second base with a double. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cangalosi hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gibson who is chasing the ball. Cangalosi reaches third base with a triple. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Boston hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cangalosi tags and scores. One out. It's 4-3, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Herndon strikes out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Engel hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowry hits a line drive into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Morris. Cruz moves to second. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cruz moves to third. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Cangalosi is called out on strikes. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Boston is walked intentionally. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cruz scores. Boston moves to third. Baines moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Mark Thurmond now pitching. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a pop-up towards first. Engel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coles hits a fly ball into left field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Herndon for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brookins strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.